T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That sound means we're moving out of the way and clearing space for the king of Steelers media.
Standing in my home office here, bowed in a show of respect and deference.
He seals the fate for Steelers greats. The Hall of Fame voter and the Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Ed Bouchette, back on the program. Hi, Ed.
Is Santa Claus coming to town? What is that?
Do you like Christmas music, Ed?
Not really. I mean, I don't dislike it, but, I don't go into convulsions when I hear it one way or the other.
So you didn't watch the Christmas tree lighting show last night?
I was working, buddies. You know, when the game's over, my day just begins.
Yeah, we were on during the show, so you're not going to. We were on during the game, so you're not going to get a lot of sympathy from us, Ed.
Ed, I've got one. Hold on, I've got one more music question to ask you. Dolly Parton, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs up, and I got a story for you. She was actually related to my ex-wife.
That's okay. Do tell.
Yeah,
tell
me
more
of the story.
Through marriage, somehow, her mother comes from that neck of the woods.
Smoky Mountains.
The Smoky Mountains. I'm trying to remember the name of the place.
Did you ever meet her?
Actually was. No, but I met her sister.
And?
She did a... Huh?
Bear a resemblance at all?
God, does that not sound the most lecherous thing you could have said?
Her sister was actually pretty cute. A little smaller, if you will. Stop it. But I'm trying to remember her first name. She was a singer, too. Stella. Thank you, Annie.
Stella Parton.
Yeah, and she did a concert up at the fairgrounds at Indiana, and that's where my in-laws lived. And we went over, and she actually came over and was sat with us and chatted with us for a while. Very pleasant.
I'd like to apologize just to get in front of this again, just like Chris Collinsworth, and just say I did not mean anything by that laugh. Ed... Can you once and for all just for us to, can you just dispel and get rid of the notion that there's any way the Steelers would bring 42-year-old James Harrison out of retirement to give them outside linebacker depth?
Oh, I've heard they talked to Kevin Green and Greg Lloyd about coming back, actually. and if they can't make it, Joey Porter's next on the list.
Jason Gildon unavailable.
There you go.
Ed, I have a theory. I have a theory on this James Harrison thing, and I do want to know what you think about this. I think James Harrison floated this to Batch and to Chris Hoke himself and asked them to put his name out there just because he hoped it would get people talking and maybe wish it into existence. I think this is totally a Harrison wants to be in the headlines, Harrison always wants to try to come back type of deal.
I think that's very plausible. I mean, I think it's James pulling everybody's leg. James is good at that. And, what year was it he left? I'm trying to remember.
2017, he ran his way out of town.
2017?
Yep.
3 years ago.
I know.
How old is he, 42?
Yep. Keeps himself in great shape, but I hear your point.
Well, he may be in great shape, but I don't know if he's in any kind of football shape, even on that commercial.
Probably not.
He looks bigger. I mean, he looks like, oof. Mm.
Well, you made a joke earlier about smaller, so I'm not going to respond to that one if there was anything implied there on Harrison, Ed.
Well, no, Cabali will get mad at you if you do that, and he'll come out of the woodwork. Yeah. He was already trolling you once today.
He was?
What did he do?
Yeah, he said he asked if Jameis could play edge rusher in response to your question.
Oh,
about
my
Harrison
God. I didn't even start the Harrison thing. I'm just asking what people think of it. That's all. Don't shoot the messenger or the middleman on that one.
Oh, I think he already did.
Ed, where do you come down on Highsmith as an adequate to better replacement for Dupree?
Well, you know, I was talking with chatting, texting, if you will, with somebody at the Steelers who knows what's going on, and they said he'll be okay. But I don't think you know until he's in there full time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot big difference between, you know, you've seen it in baseball where a guy is platoon maybe and then gets the job full time and the pitchers learn how to, you know, throw to him. I think it's similar in football in that, you know, once a guy's out there all the time and he's not fresh and he's got to go every down now, hard every down, and he may pick up some things from the tackle. The tackle may pick up some things from him on film now too. So, but I'm not saying he can't do it. We've seen a few other rookies do it this year, but again, I don't know that you can sit here and say, oh, they're going to be fine.
Ed, how much is there to this idea that it's way more of a position for Highsmith? It's way more than just rush the passer, get after the quarterback, the way the old NFL films, you know, Cowher, Greg Lloyd exchange on the sideline, and that there's pass coverage, that Butler likes to drop his edge guys occasionally, and that it's a lot more complicated, I guess, of a deal than it would appear to be maybe to the outside viewer.
Oh, you saw T.J. Watt covering Hollywood Brown deep. Mm-hmm. 20 yards down the field yesterday.
Yep.
He hung with him pretty good, but if the pass was on the money, it was complete. Yeah, they dropped. They've dropped for years, their linebackers. I've talked to Kevin Green about this, and, you know, even back then, when they put in the zone blitz, all those guys had a drop because that was part of the scheme. I think Highsmith can do that. But again, can he do it on a full-time basis?
Ed, how about the idea that's been floated around out there, trying to look for positives or silver linings in the Dupree injury, that this now makes it easier to bring him back next year?
It does.
Okay.
I mean, it does. I've just finished writing a little thing about that for tomorrow, my walkthrough column, if you will. And I'll give you guys an advance. Who's going to sign him in March?
A desperate team.
Anything. Well, if you're that well, there's a there are teams with a lot of money, but I don't know. You're not even going to know if he's going to be ready. Now, they would sign him, but are they going to give him a lot of money? That's the thing. He's certainly not going to get the money he would have gotten had he stayed healthy and continued on this level that he's been playing. I see him getting a 1-year deal, but there are. There are teams out there, like you said, desperate, and teams that are, hey, the Steelers are one of them, but they don't have the money because, you know, they don't really have the pass rushers unless Highsmith comes out and really proves himself this year.
Ed, I mean, you just said, yeah, easier for them if they wanted to bring back Dupree because of this, but are they looking at Highsmith now through these next five games and whatever happens beyond in the postseason as sort of an audition for starting next season opposite T.J. Watt? Is that how you think they would view him, just the obvious starter next year?
Yeah, I mean, you can't say audition at this point because they're trying to win the Super Bowl, but it will eventually serve as that when it's all said and done. You know, they'll take a look at what he did and say, well, we got this guy, he can start. We have T.J. Watt, we got to pay him. Even bringing Bud back on a 1-year deal maybe doesn't make sense. They can't pay him. You know, health-wise, he wasn't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He was healthy. They can't. They can't afford him. And you move on. And I suspect, ultimately, he will move on. But I think it just opens a little bit of a crack here that he could come back on a 1-year prove-it deal.
Fair enough. Ed, how about Pouncey? Do you think he'll play Monday against Washington? What are you hearing on that?
I'm not hearing anything other than, you know, if there's no positive test. I'd like to know, he was the only one who went on the COVID list the
yep.
other day.
And they didn't say positive test. They did not say that.
No, they never do. So it's either positive
they don't?
Or they, no, they haven't said it yet. They haven't identified anybody as being a positive.
Oh, see, I thought they said McDonald was positive.
They never said it, other than they slipped something in on a transcript where somebody said he tested positive, and it may have been Tomlin, and he wasn't. He didn't name him specifically, but somebody put Vance McDonald in parentheses there. That's the only time they identified him. And I think it was a slip on their part.
Interesting.
It's been others who have identified outsiders, you know, the Rappaports and those people. But where were we? Oh, Pouncey. If he's on the COVID list, either he tested positive or he was around somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
A close contact. Well, who's the close contact? Shouldn't he be on the COVID list too? They hadn't put anybody else on the COVID list. I don't understand. So if he got it, he can't play Monday.
Okay.
If he tested positive, he can't play Monday. If he is a close contact and he tests negative twice, he can come back.
Okay.
Ed, have you ever heard Mike Tomlin sound as annoyed with his team after a win as he did last night? After most of the losses they've had under his watch?
Never, ever, never has he ever been that ticked off after a win. He hasn't been that ticked off most of the time after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard him. I even wrote, that's what I wrote. I've never heard him.
And it was very good, Ed.
Angry. Oh, thank you, Tony. But I never heard him that angry, you know. And today he kind of, you know, backed off that, which is predictable. You know, the coach lashes out at his team, and then the next day comes back and pats him on the back a little bit. That's, you know, good cop, bad cop from the same guy.
Man, he definitely reversed his tune from there's no such thing as Big Ten versus MAC to saying JV football five or six times yesterday after the game. Wasn't all NFL teams get paid after that game, huh?
He wasn't talking about – I don't know that he was talking about them being a JV team. I think he was talking about his own team playing
junior varsity.
Like,
gotcha.
Playing like JV team.
Hey, Ed, what the hell happened with Tua? He's a smart guy. He's a guy that never puts his foot in his mouth. I said to Chris, we really talked about it for a few more minutes today, and I said – I almost feel like somebody stole his account and tweeted that, because that's so out of character for him.
It sure is. He pulled a Mike Mitchell screaming at the Jaguars at the locker room. That's what he did, only he did it on Twitter.
I think it's even worse, Ed, because he wasn't playing in the game. To me, that makes it orders of magnitude worse that he wasn't going to go out there and answer for
what
he
was saying.
And these
two teams might play each other again, Ed. That's the other thing.
Yeah, they could in the playoffs. Huh? I don't know that. That don't happen, but they could. Yeah, that was very strange. And I looked on his Twitter account. It's still up there. It's not like he took it down.
Wow.
I was wondering if he had another prediction for this game since the Steelers are 8.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I got that one wrong, but Chris got it right. I went with the
I had him by 7.
Good job, Ed.
I picked the Steelers by 7, 24-17.
Well, what do you like for Monday then?
Oh, it's too early.
Oh, okay.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You're the last one before the game. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I think the Steelers actually are going to unload on Washington this time.
Ooh.
I think they. I'm looking at. I don't know. 30 to. Let's give Washington what? No outside linebacker. 17.
Okay. Ed, thank you. We look forward to reading you again. In the Athletic, you're the man.
You can read me tomorrow. My walkthrough.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
My much anticipated walkthrough.
Absolutely.
Just like my visit on your show.
Yeah, we get all kinds of great reviews.
Right.
See you, Ed.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!